This week, a gossip column in the New York Post intimated that a member of the New York Mets baseball team is gay. The next day, the team's star catcher, Mike Piazza, held a news conference to say he isn't gay. The episode has renewed a larger debate. Could society handle a male athlete in a team sport declaring publicly that he's gay? Joining us now is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, first of all, recap this story. What happened?
Well, the item in the New York Post said that there was a persistent rumor that a player on the Mets who spent a lot of time in clubs with models is gay. And it didn't name anybody, but Mike Piazza's name was bandied about on sports talk radio that day. The Mets called Piazza's agent, and apparently they were worried about Piazza's image and his endorsements, so they decided to hold a news conference on Tuesday in Philadelphia where the Mets were playing. Piazza did say he is not gay, but to his credit, he also said so what if he was, and that it wouldn't be a big deal if a teammate was. And the episode got a little bit extra media time because a sports columnist at the Post quit or was fired after the paper refused to print a column that he had written denouncing the paper for publishing the gossip item, which was unsubstantiated, of course.
Yeah, well, last year there was a similar discussion about this after the editor of Out magazine, whose audience is primarily gay, this editor wrote that he was dating a major league player who was debating whether or not to announce that he is gay. Now, why hasn't a big league player come out?
Well, a few have after their careers have ended. Dave Cope played football for the New York Giants, and he came out in the 1970s. Glenn Burke was a former Los Angeles Dodger in baseball, and he came out a year before he died of AIDS in 1995. Another former baseball player, Billy Bean, came out 3 years ago, and he talked very dramatically about the reasons why he felt compelled to stay in the closet during his career, that he had to conceal from his teammates his life outside of baseball, and it tortured him. The larger issue, of course, remains homophobia, specifically a fear that some less progressive teammates are going to react badly, that someone in the front office of a team might react adversely and cut or discriminate against a player, or that the media and the fans will react harshly, and whether that will distract a player and a team from doing their jobs.
You know, I can even ask whether this is a subject worth discussing.
Yeah, well, you might argue that in a perfect society, no, it's not. You could say that sexual preference should certainly be off limits completely, and we should focus only on how players perform on the field. Unfortunately, it seems as if we're not there yet, and I think if we were, Mike Piazza would not have felt the need to stand up in front of the media and declare that he's not gay. It's absurd, almost, what Piazza had to do. There are no doubt scores of gay team sport athletes, men, and no doubt some of them are out to their teammates. But it seems that as a society, we need someone to break down a barrier and make this declaration publicly so that people are forced to confront the issue. It's the only way for us to get beyond our old prejudices.
Will that happen?
Well, you'd think it would at some point. There are certainly a few athletes in individual sports who have come out either during or after their careers. The Women's National Basketball Association, last year, some of their teams began marketing directly to lesbian communities to try to capture those fans. But who knows how it would actually happen if a male player did come out. There does seem to be a divide between men's and women's sports on this issue. It would certainly attract enormous attention on the individual player, and it might make his job hard to do. It also might depend on whether a player is a star or not. A star might be more insulated from criticism. A marginal player may be worried about his career. But I think that the predominant reaction at this point would be along the lines of so what, rather than any shock or horror on the part of the public.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Leanne.
Stefan Fatsis is the Wall Street Journal sports writer.